You have some questions for Ion?
Yeah, I do. Something Ion had said a few times regarding reparation rights to the Mississippi River.
Well, actually, it's more riparian rights.
Riparian,
yeah.
Thank you. Okay.
Uh-huh. There might be reparations, but it's riparian.
Well, I didn't know that the Mississippi River, when we did the peace treaty of 1783, it gave Great Britain the right to the waterways of the Mississippi River as it did the United States. So it's freely shared, is that right? I just wanted to touch base with this because I was researching this Tennessee Water Authority because it branched off from the peace treaty of 1783, and I thought it tied into this election. I thought all three of these tied in together. You talked about the Tennessee Valley Authority before, and it was created in 1933. It gave Great Britain free navigation of the Mississippi River, and the Tennessee Valley Authority is jointly under the control of the federal government and Great Britain, which I found really interesting. I never knew that. I never knew that we never really did break away from Great Britain in more than one sense, huh?
Cotton is king, darling.
I got into the correspondence between the different representatives in France, Holland, and Great Britain during the negotiations for the peace
treaty. The occupation.
Treaty.
During the occupation.
Is that what we call the Revolutionary War, is the occupation?
Yes.
But there was one correspondent, I wanted to ask you who they were talking about. I think this was Jay James talking, and I don't know who he was writing the letter to. I think it was, Edmund Randolph is what it was in the collection of James Madison's writings. But this has direct tie-in to France. It says, our ally has added another important link to the chain of benefits by which this country is bound to France. He has remitted to us all the interest which he has paid for us or was due to him on the loans that were taken to us, together with all the charges attending the Holland loans, and has moreover postponed the demand of the principal to be paid for 1 year after the war, and has agreed to receive it in 12 successive annual payments. I was wondering, who was the one that took out the loan and was paying all of this for us? Was that Saint Germain?
Well, Bob has all the details. It goes back to Leopold II, but yeah, indirectly.
So that whole, it's still tied in together. So the Louisiana Purchase comes 20 years later, which St. Germain is involved with. And then we have this loan that was prior to that, that the payments of it didn't start until about 10 years before the Louisiana Purchase. So this one was also a loan held by Leopold and St. Germain?
Yes.
Wow, they really did. This whole country was totally created by the,
we've been trying to tell you this all along. Everybody's running around with their cotton picking, ditch digging, runner pups, and they've never had anything to do with anything. And they run around talking about what we are going to do. We're going, well, you're not going to do nothing. Sit down. Get in the fields. Get busy. Rock down Bob Rule.
Yeah.
That's whether you know it or not, or care or not, it doesn't really matter. Here's where it gets really fun. Talk about a glib, cliched archetype. Bob doesn't even know. That's what's hysterical about it. You know, we can help Bob. We can trust Bob. We'll not tell him. That's how we'll solve this one. We won't tell him. It'll be great.
Well, it says in the act, the Tennessee Valley Authority that was done in 1833, the reason was that it was done for the bankruptcy of the United States. Is that why it was set up?
Basically, yes.
And it said that the Secretary of the Army has no right of way to that entity itself. It says that the authority granted to the Secretary of the Army shall not extend to or include the lands held or acquired by the Tennessee Valley Authority. So in other words, the military has no rights over anything to do with that entity. Is that correct?
That's right, and it goes up to Project Paperclip, which is in Huntsville, Alabama.
So it's all tied together. So that's why all that could go on.
It's the same committee. The same bloody committee or court's been floating around for 10,000 years, and I'm one of the prime members of that committee. They dropped into Egypt. They went to Samaria. They went to China. They went to Korea. They went to the Ottoman Empire. They just float around enslaving people as a cover. Now, note this. In 1933 is when the Chinese did something, bought a whole bunch of stuff at Fort Knox, the gold thing. So much happened in 1933, so you're talking about the European part of it, but Germain represents China. Isn't that right, Ion? Wasn't he the liaison to China?
He was.
So this is where the China thing comes in 1933, too.
So it seems like every single entity in the last 10,000 years congregated on this continent, United States, well, for lack of a better word, they're all here. You know, they're all pulling the strings in different directions. Is that right?
Because they come from other worlds.
If you're hooking it to Bob, as long as you're attaching it to Bob, then yeah.
I'm not only the most powerful person on the planet today, I've been the most powerful person for 10,000 years.
Yeah.
On the longest run. Well, in eternity, it's not that long.
Except for the Queen Mom. She still got you by Fortnite, Bob.
Dude, upstart. Came out of Scotland. Boy, we didn't see that coming. This little girl comes out of Scotland.
Yeah, and he thought the land girls were for something else, though. So that's the rest of the story.
Yeah. She wouldn't give in one inch. I never got to sample her goods.
She built a wall, and you couldn't penetrate, huh?
Yeah, I couldn't penetrate. But, Kim, Project Paperclip is the Nazis, right? Wernher von Braun and others and Galen. They come over after World War II bringing the best development. See, once you start doing this inter-world, parallel world empire building, you're pretty impervious. You can hang around as long as you want and maintain your empire and even drop it off and still work.
Until I am.
See, that's why there's really no insulin. That's why you have no insulin. They'll just get up there and tell you right quick.
What's that got to do with insulin?
Insulin. When they're just being all cheeky. They don't give a damn who you are. We run this country. We're going to tell you how to get in the field. You don't have a vote. You don't have a say. Who the fuck you think you are? Get out.
You get that, Kim? So, do you have any other questions, Kim?
Yeah, just one of the other things that the Tennessee Valley Authority does is it says patents and access to the patent and trademark office and the right to copy the patent. This entire statue is hidden inside of the TVA. So I was wondering, because it appears that Great Britain, China, everyone else has access to the patent office and the patents themselves. It kind of reminds me, a couple weeks ago, Blacklist had a show on regarding someone that worked in the patent office and how all the patents were being hidden. And his job was he was trying to download all the patents so anybody could get to them instead of them being hidden. Is China really stealing our patents, or they just have full access to them? So in other words, we always talk about, oh, right now, you know, they're making something and they stole the proprietary rights to it. Is that true, or do they just have full access to it without even having to steal?
We have access. They don't.
When people do make things and they patent them, does it give any other country free right to go in there and look and see what...
Patents don't do anything. The only reason you have a patent is if you're willing to fight for it, which is what you have to do anyway. The only reason, the only point is to don't give it all. If you ever give it all, you're lost. Because then a generic is soon coming. So just...
Okay, I see what you're saying. And that's why you've always said to trademark so much. Is because then it belongs to you, right? You always say trademark. I always heard you say that.
That's a start, but that's something you have to fight for, too. It doesn't matter. After a little while, sooner or later, it comes up to the real simple thing. The simple thing is somebody goes against you, you ask them, are they a god? And if they're not, you smote them off the fucking face of the earth and call it a day. It's real easy.
It was interesting what Kim brought up about the Mississippi River and the riparian water rights in the Tennessee Valley TVA being equally owned by the British and the U.S. or having those rights.
Okay, listen to this, Suzanne. There's a famous book, The Torbett Document, which Mae Brussels said was the closest to the Kennedy assassination. Who did it? So she used it as her Bible. Well, if you read the Torbett Document, it's all about these Nazis gathered around the Tennessee Valley Authority back in the 30s. And you heard Iron State Project Paperclip, that's the same
thing. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So go buy the Torbett Document and read it. T-O-R-B-I-T-T. Okay. Buy that book. It's available. The Torbett.
And then you mentioned the
of a cabal.
And you mentioned the Chinese also coming in
33.
Into something
in
33. Was that the genesis of what got the Clinton into trouble and caused 9/11 because he didn't repay? Was that the loan?
No, that's the Nisana, whatever it's called. That's something different.
Nisara.
It might be connected in some way. Yeah, Nisara. But the thing is, in 1933, these deals were made, and then in 1934, it was against the law for a citizen to have gold. So this was the setup before they announced in 1934 under, you know, Roosevelt's first administration. Said, okay, we now are owned by someone else, and you people can't have gold. That happened in 1934. And it took like till about 1974 before Americans could have gold again.
You know, one of the
that was all done in the year before.
One of the other interesting things about the Tennessee Valley Authority is it also has precedence over the Federal Election Committee. And what that is to elect an administrator to administer the bankruptcy of the United States. So whoever gets
okay, Ion's here. Ask Ion about that. Address that to Ion.
Well, we know that. We told her that.
No, let her ask a question. Nobody knows nothing. You garble all over the place. Say a million different things. So start over again.
We resemble.
Yeah, well, you are. You do resemble it. Go ahead, Kim.
Ion, I read that the Federal Election Committee was started with the 1933 Act through the Tennessee Valley Authority, and it said that the elections are to elect a bankruptcy administrator. I believe that's what it said, and that's what the elections are for, is who is going to preside over the bankruptcy. Is that what our elections are for? Is that what the head figure is?
Well, that's what the committee includes. The election committee controls the TVA through Project Paperclip, but that's how that works.
Okay, so originally the TVA was Great Britain, its right to be sharing the waterways and land that our
riparian
had no right to.
Riparian rights. That's what it's about.
Riparian. Okay, and then the Nazis come in later, correct, with Oak Ridge and the Project Paperclip, so that was added onto something that was already existing?
Well, that's just, it's a coalescing of the whole thing. So you got the board of directors, and then you got the nominating committee, and then the review has to have a set place of how they apply. They call it their position, and their position then includes nothing else is controlled. It's like a code of conduct type thing. Because, see, they call themselves a Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, but it's really not.
Well, that's what I found out when I read the documents. It was funny that Stranger Things had the Energy Commission running their programs, you know, that would be hidden underneath that entity, but you wouldn't really look at it.
That's right.
You would,
right, always.
Okay. Hidden
always.
In plain sight.
Plain sight. That's right. And see, and there you go. And that's the, and then in that 1939 position, it's what slides you into a different level. And you were not going to question that. And if you question that, you're not going to call the utility and cuss them out because Nixon did a bad thing, are you?
So,
Ion,
this thing about the Project Paperclip, the Nazis, Tennessee Valley Authority, and the nomenclature, Mae Brussel got very close. But what you're saying, she missed. There's something there you just said that she missed, right? But she got very close to that. Importance of that stuff. Yeah.
Yes.
But I can see where she missed it.
Yep.
So, Kim, you caught up with Mae Brussel.
Well, that's not too much of a thing. That's an okay thing, but don't go mortgage the farm if that's all you got out of it, honey.
But you said the water rights extend not just along the river, but through the basin as well, through all the feeders into the river.
That is everything that's in that, everything that flows into that table. That's correct.
So it's a much larger area than just the Mississippi area.
Well, there's only four water tables in the whole United States of America, as you call the America. So if you have those, you control one of four, you control a half.
Well, they said that the Tennessee Valley Authority had built their dam in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, and that controlled the waterway of the Ohio River that fed into the Mississippi River?
The Tallapoosa Basin, yes.
And then you had said that is like 45 miles south, I believe, of Cairo, Illinois. Isn't that where you said at one time a great earthquake would occur that would cause the Mississippi to run backwards?
Well, this side of Joplin, but yes, it wasn't necessarily an earthquake. The Mississippi River is going to flow the opposite direction. That's coming. We're just a little ahead of it. Y'all messed it up when we went to the middle ground, so we had to basically start all over. We had a perfectly good cake recipe, and y'all messed it up. But we're not arguing. We're just telling you. We're just reporting.